Checking on markets, we're talking with Brad Paulson from Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. We've got, other than wheat, Brad, we've got some weakness on the screen today.
Market continues to chop around. China keeps buying their soybeans from South America. They bought quite a bit from Argentina the last couple of days as Argentina did lower their export taxes to zero to get grain moving and get some foreign exchange generated. So that's going to cover the Chinese probably till November, December. So the concern is, you know, what window is going to be left for beans to ship to China or the U.S. And also yields continue to improve as harvest rolls along here. You know, corn is quite variable, but it sounds like the soybean yields are pretty decent in most places. Yeah, we're just, you know, we're going to get some decent weather here in the whole Midwest here the next week or 10 days, and hopefully we can get into this harvest pretty good here as we go forward.
Livestock looks like some pressure there as well.
Yeah, you know, the livestock market's been plagued with stories and rumors, and Monday it was, again, the screwworm, and found 70 miles south of the Texas border into Mexico, but came out yesterday that animal was transported from far south Mexico up in that neighborhood. So, you know, the fly isn't that close in reality, but they shouldn't be transporting animals that have it up there that far north either. But anyway, it's cattle looks, market looks like maybe a little toppy here. We've seen a lot of volatility this summer and a lot of good news put at it, but now the cash market looks weak. The box beef has dropped dramatically the last couple of weeks, so this market looks a little heavy.
Brad Paulson from Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. We saw those quotes with Minneapolis wheat just a fraction higher at the end of the day. Chicago wheat down about a penny. The corn market, 2 cents lower for the most part, and we're in the 3 to 4 cent lower range for soybeans. Weakness both in the cattle, lean live cattle, feeder cattle, and live hogs. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.